Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
It's time to rise and shine with Anna Lucock.
I have a lamp on my bedside table that gradually lights up at a preset time, an attempt to simulate a sunrise and trick my body into thinking it's time to start the day during those dark winter months when it's pitch black outside and considerably more appealing to stay buried beneath the duvet. The fact that I generally forget to tell the lamp what time to wake me up and end up scrabbling around at stupid o'clock in a groggy haze is my own fault. But what the lamp is trying to do is channel my body's natural circadian rhythm, the 24-hour cycle that's closely attuned to periods of light and dark. One of the key chemicals in this relationship is melatonin, a hormone found in animals, plants and microbes. In you and I, melatonin is secreted by the pineal gland in the brain. This bit of the brain has been known of for thousands of years, but until the 20th century was thought to be an evolutionary leftover, a relic of brain development. It wasn't until the 1950s that an American dermatologist named Aaron Lerner proved otherwise, by managing to isolate, purify and characterise an active substance from extracts of the pineal gland. That substance was melatonin. The research might not have happened at all had it not been for one particular member of Lerner's Yale University team, Yoshiyata Takahashi. The group was interested in diseases causing skin pigmentation, and Takahashi spent a great deal of time in the library reading as much as he could about pigment biology. It was during one of his library sessions that he came across a long-neglected paper from 1917, showing that pineal extracts from cows could lighten the colour of tadpoles. Intrigued, Lerner and his team started investigating in the hope that a substance within the extracts might be useful in treating diseases that cause skin pigmentation. They worked their way through more than 250,000 pineal glands in their search, and by 1958 had managed to isolate and identify the substance causing the colour change in tadpoles, naming it melatonin. Once the team had established the structure of the molecule, derived from serotonin, they realised that it had two unusual features. One N-acetyl group and one methoxy group. Until then, it had been assumed that indoles with methoxy groups didn't exist in mammals. Melatonin proved that theory wrong. Melatonin wasn't especially helpful in treating the skin diseases that Lerner was interested in. But by the mid-70s, it had been found that the synthesis of the hormone is closely tied to cycles of light and dark, with production peaking during dark periods. As such, it plays a central role as a circadian pacemaker, synchronising the body to the light and dark cycle of our environment and regulating our sleep cycles. It's come to be labelled as the hormone of darkness, or the Dracula of hormones. But by the 1990s, all kinds of unsubstantiated claims were being made about melatonin's so-called miraculous powers. It became available over the counter, unregulated, as a dietary supplement. The hype around it was incredible. Melatonin could improve your sex life, give you more energy, cure cancer, treat osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, AIDS. There remains precious little actual research to support these claims, with the main evidence of the molecule's effects being linked to promoting sleep. Thousands of papers have now been published on various aspects of melatonin and its activity, and there's a clearer picture of the molecule's true abilities. It is still available over the counter as a dietary supplement, but for the time being, I think I'll stick to trying to get to bed just a little bit earlier.
Science writer Anna Lucock there with the awakening chemistry of melatonin. Now, next week, we go back before the days of safety.
Of all the chemical compounds you could find in the chemistry set in the olden days, before everything was health and safety-fied, perhaps the most satisfying in its simplicity was ammonium dichromate.
Discover why by joining Brian Clegg in next week's Chemistry in its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.